Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2:45 and 49 seconds, Mulsey. It must be time for a football fix, and you're going to bat leadoff.
Shefty bombs from Adam Schefter, of course, and it is stunning. Raiders are giving new head coach John Gruden a 10-year contract, longest coaching deal in NFL history, sources tell ESPN. The deal is likely to be worth about $100 million.
That's ridiculous, honestly.
This guy is filthy rich.
I mean, Kregers and I talked about it during one of your many vacation days. And we agreed that if you're going to Vegas, you got to make the splash. Like Jack Del Rio in his leather jacket can go pound salt. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But come on, man.
He can go back to beating up nerds.
Yes. $100 million. Did he get an ownership stake? They talked about that.
No, he claimed that he went. This is how weird it is. John Gruden, ESPN employee, tells ESPN, yeah, I'm going to leave you guys to go head coach again, and then said ownership won't be a part of it. A stake of it won't be part.
How much does Tomlin make? Like 5 or something? Belichick was up around 7?
Yeah, I'd imagine the best coaches in the league all make in a rough, and I'm guessing here, I'm spitballing without looking, 5 to 7 range. Maybe somebody's up there at 8 that got a new contract recently.
Man, they're happy now. All of them are happy now.
Price just went up, and you know what? People believe in good coaches, right? For good reason, pay the men.
All right, that raises the question, is John Gruden still a good coach? All he does on Monday Night Football is bitches and moans about the state of the league, how he doesn't know why they call the things they do. And you heard him during the Steeler game, right? Against Cincinnati. All those guys did was complain about the league.
John Gruden, this is Pony's tweet, 38-42 his last 5 years in Tampa.
I mean, a lot of it is, do you have a quarterback or don't you? I think he still does. I like Carr. Do you?
Yeah, but the question is, does he like Carr?
I bet you he does. I mean, how can you not?
There have been little rumblings that people aren't sure he will or that he might be down on the guy.
All right, here's the next question with Gruden. Are you rooting for him to succeed or fail?
He's such a weirdo that I sort of am rooting for him to succeed.
I'm not. I used to like him, and then that night that all they did was praise Vontaze Burfict, I lost all respect for the guy.
I think he's such a goofball, like, football savant. I don't think he's a malicious person. He seems like a more likable junkie for football than, say, Bill Belichick.
But nothing matters in the end, right?
We're all carbon. That was the most insane interview we've ever done.
Is that all we are, by the way? No, we're a lot of things, right? We're carbon and what else?
But they're optimists. Well, we're carbon. We're all carbon-based life forms. That's where the term comes from.
This is hopelessly depressing. How long can we
go here?
They're
optimist nihilists here. It's all good.
No, there's no such thing. Like,
yes,
DeCastro said, that's an oxymoron.
But you can enjoy life. It's not really an oxymoron. A nihilist who believes that everything has deep meaning, that would somehow be an oxymoron. They really messed you up, man.
You can't be a nihilist and an optimist. You can't. No. Kregers?
Poor Joe on the day he gets his new dog. DeCastro and Villanueva.
No, I want to die.
Absolutely destroy him.
All right. I have a mock draft in front of me from USA Today.
Really quick here.
We got the Browns taking Sam Darnold first and Fitzpatrick, the defensive back from Alabama, fourth. I don't like either pick. The Browns are going to do this again. Take Josh Rosen, whether he wants to go there or not. And
what about
then
Josh Allen? The big kid from Wyoming.
I like him too. If they can find a way to take one of the two Joshes and Saquon Barkley, then they're on their way.
Building with defense, but and I think you need shut down corners just like you need elite pass rushers. But, man, Barkley is sort of hard to pass up.
Got the Steelers taking Josh Jackson, who I like a lot, cornerback from Iowa. He's got good size. He's a good player, but that doesn't excite me. I want them to take a quarterback,
a
cornerback.
I'm excited for the draft when we all pretend like we've watched every one of these guys that gets drafted.
No, it doesn't mean you can't have an opinion, Mulsey.
Yeah, nothing matters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.